So, for both of you, a query.
Yes.
When's the last time you did a push-up? And how many can you do? Don't have to answer. Just think about that for a second.
Oh, no, I'll answer. I don't know that I could do more than one or two.
I think of...
from my knees, not my toes.
If I have time in the morning, I try to do some exercising, but it... like, push-ups is like another level of time. Mm. But,
I remember when I was, I think, 9 or 10 years old, I first tried to do push-ups. And the amount of effort it took to do 10 push-ups, it was so... So difficult, and you kind of build up.
I used to do a fitness class, like a weights class, and we did push-ups in there, and it was like all different kinds. Like you start with your traditional, and then you make your arms really wide, and then you make a triangle with your hands.
Diamond
and do
push-ups,
your,
yeah.
Yeah, that was not as fun, but I did it.
Anyway, as someone who got really pretty good at push-ups and then gained a lot of weight and isn't as good at push-ups anymore, this kid is really impressive. He's 10 years old. His name is Meyer Schnorr from Waukesha, Wisconsin. He's a wrestler. And he set a goal over 365 days. He started last November. He said he wanted to do 100,000 push-ups.
Wow.
Over 1 year.
Yikes.
That equates to about 274 per day over 365 days. He is 10 years old.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Where's he at in it, then?
He is getting close because here's what he's been doing. Again, this was inspired by one of his favorite wrestlers, Dayton Fix, who's a wrestler for Oklahoma State. And so Meyer has been actually overachieving. He's been doing 300 a day, not 274, 300 push-ups a day. And so he is going to hit his record in October.
Wow.
Wow.
He usually
I thought that would have allowed him a couple of slacker days, but not for this kid, huh?
This impressive young man usually does about 35 consecutive push-ups, gives a short break until he reaches 150. So 35, 35, 35, 35. Mm. Then he takes a longer break and finishes the other 150. On school days, he does half before breakfast and half after.
Oh, my.
So he's doing all this before he even gets to school. He has only taken one break the entire year, one day off. And that was because he said our family was doing a lot of yard work. So.
Good for him.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Meyer Schnorr from Waukesha about to hit 100,000 push-ups.
Love it. Way to go, bud.
I mean, that's close to my hometown, so I'm going to, you know.
Just embrace him.
We raise him strong in southeastern Wisconsin.
Nice.
All right. Wonder if he's drinking the raw eggs like Rocky did.
Yeah, hope not. Hope not. Well, many times you don't think of cowboys in downtown Chicago, but apparently yesterday there was one. I'm sitting there yesterday. I got a pating on my phone with this notification of this live chase taking place in Chicago. So I click it open because I'm curious. Here's a guy on a horse wandering down the Dan Ryan Expressway, like I-94, you know, like on a horse. It's a slow speed chase.
Oh.
Yeah, during rush hour, I'm like, seriously, this guy calls himself the census cowboy, and he's been campaigning to get Chicago residents to fill in their census, but he misstepped when he decided to take his horse on the interstate.
Old Town Road.
Yeah, he's been arrested, and I watched it happen.
I mean, it's good to fill out your census, you know.
But yeah, I mean, it was poor horse. Riding down the highway. So, yeah.
As if there's not enough delays in big city traffic anyway.
Things you do not expect to see, right?
No, I did not.
And especially, the more you're in the big city, and it happens to me in Milwaukee sometimes, and it's just the idea of, I don't see that back in Eau Claire.
Yeah,
right? Things that happen.
So, yeah, it was kind of reminiscent of, like, the OJ chase, where it's like this.
But it was a real Bronco. But
yeah, it was a real Bronco.
There you go.
Yes.
All right, so summer winding down, and ice cream is summer, right?
Mm, I mean,
it
delicious.
Certainly is. Today is National Ice Cream Cone Day.
Yay.
At some point, maybe we'll share the story of the waffle cone after the 8:30 weather. But right now, what your ice cream eating preferences say about you. Baskin-Robbins did this, and I grew up, we had a 31 flavors near our house, so that was the place we went. So, you've got different categories here based on the way that you like to eat your ice cream. Do you want it in a cone, in a bowl or a cup, an ice cream cookie sandwich, ice cream sundaes, or ice cream out of the carton, or ice cream as a milkshake. So each one.
Pretty much all of those.
It depends on my emotional state.
My answer would just be yes.
Let's just say.
See, the out of the carton thing, one of my great memories as a child is like, we went to some park somewhere and mom and dad got some really premium ice cream in one of those little cartons. And they said, all right, we got some plastic spoons. We can't take this with us.
Nuts.
We don't have a cooler. And so we like just had like a big square of ice cream.
Yes.
Like they took the sides of the carton down and we just all dug in and ate it on a picnic table. And we had to eat it all. It was awesome.
I ate the last of the ice cream out of a carton on Sunday night. Because I didn't want my kids, because I thought it was delicious.
Yeah,
and didn't want
is eating ice cream out of the carton the equivalent of eating pizza just right over the sink?
Kind
of.
This was another Olsen. It wasn't the Olsen's Oktoberfest. It was the Olsen's cinnamon.
Oh,
it was so
good. Do continue, Mark.
Yes. Do continue.
Okay, the study identified the following personality categories. The optimist, people who prefer eating ice cream on a cone, are idealists who lead with their heart. Those who choose a sugar cone are considered the life of the party.
Oh, that's me.
Fun and edgy, while those who favor a waffle cone tend to be the host of the party, more traditional and nurturing caregivers.
Oh.
The top ice cream flavors among optimists are cookies and cream and chocolate chip cookie dough.
Yes. I like those.
The realist, those who would rather enjoy ice cream in a bowl or cup, are analytical types who are rational thinkers. They're responsible, dutiful, family-oriented, and hardworking. Their favorite ice cream is chocolate.
Huh.
The eccentric, people who prefer a layered ice cream cookie sandwich, have a complex mix of contradictions. They tend to have both strong introvert and extrovert tendencies, and they're known to be artistic, impulsive, and idealistic. Their favorite flavor is very good, cookies and cream.
What if you just like all the ice creams?
I know.
That's like Hillary on all the personality, all the love languages.
I'm
the
everything.
Ambitious are people who prefer ice cream sundaes. They're open, passionate, motivated, and loyalists. Who take calculated risks. Hmm. Given their loyal nature, they favor classic ice cream flavors like vanilla and chocolate.
As long as there's toppings.
Huh. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's the
toppings,
sundae, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Two more. The practical, people who are partial to eating ice cream out of the carton, are resourceful, dependent, pragmatic, and introvert, and less mannered, it seems to me.
You're not creating a dish.
I know.
So other than the spoon.
Yeah.
I'm totally thinking of my son, Dawson, on that one. And finally, the free spirit people who prefer to enjoy their ice cream as a milkshake are young at heart, fearless, athletic, and are more likely to take impulsive risks.
Love
interesting.
Yeah. So what do you know?
Delish. I know that I love ice cream.
Basically,
in
I've
any
learned
form.
Nothing about myself, but now I want ice cream.
I know.
Yes.
It's a great way to close out summer. These final eight minutes. Well, there's a new word I've already learned today.
Okay.
Nomophobia. Nomophobia, it has to do with the fear of being without your mobile device.
Yeah, that's my daughter today.
What's the one for the fear of your mobile device going anywhere below like 75% charge? Because I do have that, and it's not pretty.
Nice.
Especially because my wife and I, she got a different phone, and now we share a charger.
Oh.
And that really tests the bonds of marital bliss.
It does.
When she's like, you're at 82%. Why are you taking my phone when that's at 47% off?
Right.
The charger, and it's like, but I need it to be 100.
Yes, no, I let mine get down to like 6%.
Oh.
Yeah, no,
drain
that bad boy.
Oh.
The best money I ever spent was getting laser eye surgery, but maybe the second best was upgrading my phone. It may have happened in this year, but I mean, I went from the lowest level phone, I don't know if I can name the store, but anyhow, from the particular Cricket, and then their next level, and I didn't know, you never know when the salesperson tells you it holds the charge better. You're like,
whatever.
It does. It went down. My other phone all the time was plummeting.
Yeah.
And this one, again, you can be watching videos. Certain things will take their toll, but it is really nice to have a phone that holds a charge well. So
that's very cool.
I feel like I'm just on an aisle. I don't know that there's anybody else out there who has that OCD where it's just like, I can't let my phone get down too much and always has to be charging it, which probably isn't good for the battery.
75% is high.
I guess, think that's really high.
Yeah.
That's like a good day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm a 96 right now, so I'm feeling pretty
good. I gotta
Well, yours is holding a charge pretty well, I guess.
Right on.
Yeah.
So much for the segment. I guess that's what we'll talk about. But anyhow, there's a survey finds 40% of Americans would give up their dog for a month over their phone. You guys are laughing.
Totally.
I just tested
if I give
your
him up
dog
for a
love.
Month, will he come back fully trained?
Caleb?
Love you, Arlo.
Yeah. You're gone though, Arlo. If that offer came up, and Caleb has
Danny needs his phone.
All right, so six warning signs of nomophobia. At least a few of these. One is getting anxious when your phone's battery gets low.
Oh, uh-oh. Caleb, that's
right on.
Number two, you can't ever be seen without your mobile phone. Now it's interesting. There's one that is in my mind. I'm wondering if it's to me. It would be like, do you need to take your phone with you to the bathroom?
Well, yeah, but that's for other reasons. Don't want to get bored.
I know it. I know, but you never thought that before, right? I mean, I guess that there was reading material.
Reader's Digest.
Right.
Yahtzee.
Yahtzee, exactly. I hate it when I call my dad and he answers from the bathroom. It's like, Dad, just don't answer right. the phone.
Grandpa Wayne.
Can I ask this question? At what line do you say, well, it's family?
Never!
But I mean, he's
don't
at his house.
Don't answer your phone.
Okay.
Not when you're in the bathroom. Gracious. No one wants that. Love
Number
him.
Three, getting worked up about being unable to access your smartphone. Four, when your mobile phone addiction affects your productivity.
Oh, that totally happens. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And when you prioritize smartphone usage over safety,
so
texting and driving.
We sure. have a little tracker app on our kids' phones so we can just kind of see where they're at. And this morning it pinged up on my phone that Alyssa had arrived at the courthouse. So I contacted Dean.
I was like,
did you take Alyssa to work with you today? Because, like, that's weird. And he's like, what? No. Yeah, apparently she forgot her phone in the van. And so then he's like, is she going to need it? I'm like, no. If she forgot her phone, she can live without her phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good times.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.